This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
My partner made this very, very offensive, crude comment that as a Christian I felt terrible about. And I thought of this verse, and I thought of these five questions from 2 Corinthians 6. And I asked myself about my partner. First question, what fellowship? Second question, what communion? Third question, what concord? Fourth question, what part? Fifth question, what agreement? And I asked God to get me out of this unequal yoke. And well, the business didn't have any sales and it didn't have any prospect to sales. And it went on for another year to have no sales. So after 3 months, my partner got offered a professorship at a university where he still is. And he left and I bought him out for $67.50. It's a huge sacrifice. And I felt as though the business had been redeemed.
Listen to Tom Cantor weekdays at 10:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, the devil is so defeated that at the end of time, when you read the book of Revelation, when God gets ready to throw him into the pit for all of eternity, he don't even send an archangel. Come on, somebody. The Bible just says he says some random angel. Some angel just standing there. Go take care of it. Really, come on, amen. It don't even tell us his name like Michael or Gabriel. Just some warring angel just hanging around the throne of God. And it says God just chooses some random angel, says, "Okay, I'm done with him. I'm finished with him. Just go ahead and execute. Go throw him in the bottomless pit." Bam! Come on, somebody, amen. Why? How does he do that? Because the devil has already been judged. He's been judged. God judged him. Come on, amen. You say, what are you talking about? Well, listen, watch this. How many of you know in our criminal justice system, when we have a trial, they present evidence, the jury comes back, they set up, they pass a little note to the judge, he reads the note, they make a decision, and he says, the jury has found you guilty. How many know at that point you've been judged guilty? Then what do? They come in there, the bailiff handcuffs them, takes them out, takes them back to jail to await what? Sentencing. Everybody say sentencing. Amen. They come back for sentencing. And on the day of sentencing, that's when they execute the judgment that had been made when he was found guilty or she was found guilty back on the day of court. They don't judge them on the day they were found guilty. Come on. Or they don't execute the judgment on the day they were found guilty. He's already been judged. Come on, somebody. Amen. They execute or they carry out the sentencing or the judgment that's been decided. Come on, are you seeing where I'm going with this? And this is what he said. He said, here's what happens when you praise. 2,000 years ago at a place called Calvary on an old rugged cross, he was judged. Jesus come down off that cross and went into the belly of the earth. And he said, that's it, you're judged. You're defeated. You ain't got no more power, no more authority. And that's it, I'm finished with you. Come on, somebody. And then you know what that means? Every time you get in his presence, every time you shout, hallowed be thy name, every time you praise him, every time you worship him, you execute the judgment that was given to him 2,000 years ago. You deny his right to exist in your life. You deny his ability to deceive you. That's why you got to praise. That's why it's got to be in your mouth. Because the devil can't read your mind and he can't read your heart. There ain't no authority in silence. You got to open up your mouth. And you got to open up your mouth going towards heaven, not towards hell. We got way too many people in the body of Christ complaining about everything that's wrong and how they got offended and nothing ain't working out in their life and how bad it is. You better change your vocabulary. If you ever going to overcome, you're going to have to learn how to praise. Open your mouth and shout. That means every time I praise him, sickness has got to go. I execute the judgment against sickness. Because my Bible says, by his stripes, I am healed. So when I praise him, come on, hallelujah, amen. He said, I bore your sickness and I bore your infirmity. I took care of it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You took care of my sickness. You took care of my infirmity. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, he'll vindicate. Woo! So when I execute my praise, he executes his judgment. When poverty comes, I just praise him. And he executes his judgment. He said, I made the poor so they can be rich. Hallelujah, amen. Now my riches are their sufficiency. Poverty, somebody shout this with me. You struggling in your finances, say this with me. Poverty, get out of my house. Get out of my bank account. In Jesus' name, it's executed. God is on the throne making a decree over your life. How many know your prayer can be a whole lot more powerful if you come to your Father that is positioned in heaven with a bowed heart saying, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No, somebody shout, no other name. You got to talk about that name, the name of Jesus. The name that we have authority, the name that we have access, the name that gives us power, the name that has overcome, the name of Jesus. Watch this, Philippians 4, 6 says this. It says, be anxious for nothing. Don't stress out about anything. Hear me. Don't stress out about nothing. Stop stressing. Stop being frustrated. Stop being overwhelmed. Come on, touch somebody and say, you look a little overwhelmed. Stop being frustrated. Don't do it. He says, don't stress out about anything because your daddy has got this. Somebody shout, he's got it. He's got it. Come on, amen. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How many know the best place for your heart and your mind is in Christ Jesus? How many know the worst place for your heart and your mind is in your own thinking and your own heart and your own selfish ambition? How many know you'll get yourself in trouble really quick? Come on, how many would rather be in Christ Jesus?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. And I'll stand of all love songs I want to bring to you. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you.
Oakleaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course, located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S. Highway 441 North. Oakleaf Golf Course is open to the public and provides a challenging course with multiple tee locations for players of all skill levels. For more information or a tee time, Oak Leaf Golf Course is available at 863-357-GOLF or at Facebook, Oak Leaf Golf Course in Okeechobee, an underwriter of WCNO, available at 863-357-GOLF.
As hate-filled voices hissed at him, that she should now be stoned. But in the air around him hung a vast and wordless love. Who knows what luminous lesson he was in the middle of? At first he faced the fury of their self-righteous scorn, but then he stooped and at once became the calm eye of the storm. It was his wordless answer to their dark and cruel demand. A lifetime in a moment as he scribbled in the sand. It was silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written Ten Commandments. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. Of space and time, he scribbled in the sand. They came to hear and see as much as they could understand. Now bound by cords of kindness, they couldn't cast a single stone. And Jesus and the woman found that they were all alone. It was silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written Ten Commandments. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. That same finger come and trace my soul's sacred sand and make some unexpected space where I could understand that my own condemnation pierced and broke that gentle hand that scratched the words I'll never know. Silence, it was music, it was art, it was absurd. He stooped and shouted volumes without saying a single word. The same finger of the strong hand that had written Ten Commandments. For now was simply scribbling in the sand. The same finger of the strong hand that had written Ten Commandments.